Blog Talk Radio.
To you. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous Sunday evening here in Connecticut. I am so grateful to be alive today and to be experiencing this amazing weather. I even got some time in this morning before I went to church to play in the dirt. I made me a perennial garden with some plants I gathered yesterday while I was out in the community doing some home visits. And I got to play in the dirt. It's a while now I haven't played in the dirt. And, oh, it felt so good. No gloves, nothing, just hands in the dirt. And, you know, it's amazing how, you know, just connecting back with nature, how it balances you. And I'm so glad that I was able to do that today. And speaking of being grateful, I will be sharing from the Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude again today. And the Gratitude Book Project, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude, people from all walks of life join together in this collection of essays, one for each day of the year, about the things, people, circumstances, and events they are grateful for. Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude is brimming over with appreciation, and inside you will find evidence that the power of gratitude can be a life-changing force. These stories are about more than the polite thank you we so casually exchange every day. They are testimonials to the people and things we so often take for granted. Need a pick-me-up? How about a gratitude adjustment? Look inside, you will be grateful you did. So I appreciate your support. You know, visit my website and pick up a copy of Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. I have three entries in there, and I am super, super, super excited about this book. So I look for your support. Pick it up. It's only $17.99. So pick a copy up and support me. Here is the contribution for May the 20th. Lessons of love and gratitude. An inspiration from my artistic son. Reasons for my gratitude. I saw, oh my dear Lord, today I woke up and looked at my child's face, deep asleep as he dreamed images of innocence. I spoke. I was able to speak to him words that express my deepest love towards him as a mother. Yet, he could not reply back. And I will speak for him as needed, since he is blessed with autism. I felt my grateful heart leaped with joy as in his sleep he reached out to my hand, pulled it, and took it close to his heart. I heard as I walked out to the car early, very early, before dawn, a bird greeted me with his loving song. Later, the wonderful sun greeted me through the mystic backyard trees as the gentle breeze of a lazy autumn. Monday gave me a nudge to start the daily chores and to go to work. I have health to work, and I have a job to perform, a service to offer. Someone gave me a true hug, and I felt their immense gratitude of sharing words of wisdom, of a life lived with dignity and love. I share with friends. And this is from the Reverend Barbara Soliman. Thank you, Barbara, for your contribution. Today, I'm expecting a returning guest, Lila Youssef, out of Spain, and we had some struggles connecting, so I'm praying that she will call in. She's supposed to be on speaking about building powerful relationships and as well as relationships which add value. I know we live in a time when everybody wants to know what's in it for me. However, it is very important to say what it is you're willing to give versus to always think about what it is that you will be getting. So we wait for Lila to call in. In the meantime, if you have any insight, you can call in and share it with other listeners. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And the chat room is also open. Feel free to join us there and be part of the conversation. You can also type your questions in the chat room. However, we rarely do rather when you call. We just enjoy listening to your melodious voices over the phone. So while I wait on Lila to hear from her, I want to share some pointers here from I'm going to tell you who the author is, from Kim T. Gordon, and she has seven relationship building strategies for your business. So while we wait on Leela to call in, I am going to go ahead and share these from Kim with you. And this is an old article, however, it was written in 2004. However, good information you can use at any time. And Kim says, successful businesses don't just communicate with prospects and customers for special sales. Today, making your company indispensable is a vital key to marketing success. It is a terrific way to add value, enhance your brand, and position against your competition. Here are seven relationship building strategies that will help you transform your company into a valuable resource. And number one, communicate frequently. How often do you reach out to your customers? Do the bulk of your communications focus on products, product offers, and sales? For best results, it's important to communicate freely and vary the types of messages you send. Instead of a constant barrage of promotions, sprinkle in helpful newsletters or softer sell messages. The exact frequency you choose will depend on your industry and even the season, but for many types of businesses, it's possible to combine mail, direct mail, phone contact, face-to-face communication to keep prospects moving through your sales cycle without burning on your message. And I want to just add here too, I think it was on Friday, I was speaking with a colleague, and we were both elaborating on the point that not too many people are communicating verbally, anymore. Yes, I am all for technology and all of that. However, we ought not to use that to replace personal touch. And I am very touchy feely. I like the personal contact. It gives me an opportunity to observe body language, to hear tone of voice, to see eye movement and gestures and all of that. So, yes, utilize the digital era, but do not use it to replace your personal contact. Number two, offer customer rewards. Customer loyalty or reward programs work well for many types of businesses, from retail to cruise and travel. The most effective program offered graduated rewards, so The more customers spend, the more they earn. This rewards your best, most profitable clients or customer, and cuts down on low value price switchers, customers who switch from one program to another to get entry level rewards. Whenever possible, offer in-kind rewards that remind your customers of your company and its product or service. Yes, I like that, because I personally give away books. I give posters, I give bookmarks. I have these motivational posters and bookmarks, and I oftentimes give those away. I also give away coaching sessions too. So you find out what is right for you and what you plan on giving to your customer. But it's very important here to do that. And number three, hold special events. The company-sponsored golf outing is back. With the renewed interest in training and upselling current customers, company-sponsored special events are returning to the forefront. Any event that allows you and your staff to interact with your best customers is a good bet. Whether it is springtime golf outing or summertime pool party or early fall barbecue, just choose the venue most appropriate for your unique customers and business. Number four, build two-way communication. When it comes to customer relations, listening can be every bit as important as telling. Use every tool and opportunity to create interaction, including asking for feedback through your website and your e-newsletter, sending a customer survey online or offline, and providing online message board or blogs. Customers who know they are heard instantly feel a rapport and a relationship with your company. Remember to call in 646-915-8166. I am still here waiting on Leela, my guest from Spain, to call in. And I still haven't seen her yet. So in the meantime, we are rolling right along. Rolling right along. And we are talking about the seven relationship building strategies. And we are on number five. Enhance your customer service. Do you have a dedicated staff or channel for resolving customers' problems quickly and effectively? How about online customer assistant? One of the best ways to add value and understand out from the competition is to have superior customer service. Based on the perceived customer experience. This is what they can expect to receive in the way of a support from your company after a sale is closed. Top flight customer service on all sales will help you build repeat business, create positive word of mouth, and increase sales from new customers as a result. If you are just joining, I am supposed to have Lila Youssef from Spain, and I am here waiting for her to call in. I know she's probably sick. They are not probably. They are 6 hours ahead of us, so I'm just patiently waiting for her to call in. Let's hope she has not overslept. You know, it's always a slight challenge when you have someone on who is on a complete different time zone. But we are praying that the Lord will get her on here sooner than later. And point number 6, launch multicultural programs. It may be time to add a multilingual component to your market program. For example, you might offer Spanish language translation on your website or use ethnic print and broadcast media to each niche market. Ethnic audiences will appreciate marketing. Communications in your own languages, bilingual customers service will also go a long way towards helping your company build relationships with the minor group. And number 7, visit the trenches. For many entrepreneurs, particularly those selling products and services to other businesses, it's important to go beyond the standard sales. Calls and offer the shelf marketing tools in order to build relationships with top customers and clients. When was the last time you spent hours or even a full day with a customer, not your sales staff, but you, the head of your company? There's no better way to really understand the challenges of your customers' face and the way you can help meet them than to occasionally get out in the trenches. Try it. You will find it be a real eye-opener and a great way to cement lasting relationships. So, again, I remind you, we spoke about enhancing your customer service, build a two-way communication. We spoke about hold special events, We spoke about offer customer rewards, and the first thing is to communicate with your customer or client regularly. Not when you have something to sell or something like that. However, you need to be doing these things consistently. Consistently. Okay. So again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. And we're still, Leela, if you are listening, I want for you to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And I was really looking forward to our conversation about relationships and the building of relationships which add value. You know, as entrepreneurs, it is important for us to kind of create an inventory list of all the relationships that we are looking for. Because I know from personal experience, if you don't know what you require or desire, you're going to pick up anything. And what is going to happen is that you're going to get frustrated, you're going to get burnt out, you're going to feel let down, and you're not going to have any interest in that. So make sure that it is a match. The relationship you are looking to go into, make sure it is a match. Oh, because if it is not, you're not going to want to invest time in what they're doing. You are going to be asking yourself, why am I in this relationship? But when it's a match, you're going to be excited. Every opportunity you get, you are going to be excited and you are going to want to communicate with the individual on all different levels. So be selective as to who you choose to enter into a relationship with. Just like I know majority of the people in the world are on Facebook, and just like you don't accept everybody's friends requests from Facebook, don't be accepting to hook up and to collaborate with people who is not on one accord with you. I shared this, I think, last week. I remember interviewing an amazing woman to be the producer of this show. And we had a great, great interview. And I said to her, well, discuss it with your family, and then tomorrow you call me back and let us work out all the details. Well, early morning when I got awake, there was an email from the lady apologizing that she could not take the position because when her hubby listened to my show, he think that it was too spiritual and he did not want her to be around so much spirituality. And I said thank you because I just did not want to have a start and then something goes wrong. So, you know, be selective who you want to be in relationship with, because not everybody out there you need to be in relationship with. And it's neither good or bad. It is just what it is. When you focus on what you can do to impact that person's lives and to help them change around what it is that they're looking to do, when you know it is a match, then you have stimulating conversation. You're bouncing off ideas on each other. And it is not a stretch. It is not like a heavy load. When you network with people that are not like-minded, and when you get into building these relationships personally and professionally, and you are not on one accord, it is like, it's like you're walking around with an anchor, the anchor that they use to anchor those ships out in the ocean. That's how you feel, because things is dragging on you. It is so heavy on you. And sometimes you say, oh, well, I'm too far in now. I can't do anything about it. So because you know you are going to be saying that later on, I want you to start off by making sure you have a list of the criteria that you are looking for in the person. You know, how does their business match with yours? Can you both add value to each other's clients? And that is what you need to do. It's like a plan, a guide. Like you're going to the grocery store and you make a list. And it's the same thing here, because you are going out and you are looking, you're scouting out relationships that will lift you up, that will inspire you to do more for more people, and all those positive attributes. That is what you want to be able to do once you are getting into a relationship. Leela, if you are listening, I want you to call 646-915-8166. Please call in. We are expecting you to hear some amazing insight about relationships and, you know, what it takes for us to hit the jackpot when it comes to that. You know, the other thing in relationship building, we are living in an interesting time, and the world that we live in is more interested even than the time. And we must at all times be on our P's and Q's, as my mother always says. So you are taking extra precaution as to how you communicate, why you communicate, and with whom you communicate. Because there are many people out there who are looking to change you into what they think you ought to be. Instead of accepting you and building the relationship, you know, a lot of people have a long laundry list of do's and don'ts and all of this. You know, you can be my friend if this doesn't happen and if that doesn't happen, and you're not the right size, you're the wrong color, and you know all the labels and stereotypes that we get into. So I want to encourage you, don't fall prey to those traps that they set for you. Now, as an entrepreneur, we must begin to think outside of the box. Think outside of the box. And start thinking big, bigger than what we are seeing, bigger than what our heads is telling us to, and by all means, a lot bigger than that what's on the inside of you. You know, we must continue to walk in that which we are called to do. And as I look to build relationships that add value and powerful relationships, I'm looking for people who can be my mentor. I am looking for people who has, like the term say, been there, done that. And you probably ask why. The reason I do that is so that I don't have to go and reinvent the wheel. If it is already done, why do I need to go do it over again? And some of us have that Lone Ranger mentality, and we want to hoard stuff. This is my stuff, that stuff, and the other. You know, don't do that, because it will prevent you from building the right type of relationship. So just be, as I say, be selective. Know what you're looking for. Have your list developed. And you don't have to say yes. You must always take pride in saying no as well. You know, no is a powerful word, just like how yes is a powerful word. But some of us have this attitude that we ought not to say no. So I'm telling you, if you are one of those people who have issues in saying no, you say yes to everything, and you know that you are stressed out, you are burnt out. Well, if you are one of those people, I want you at the end of the show to stand in front of a mirror and just say no and brace your shoulder forward, lift your shoulder high. Feel good about yourself when you said no. And a lot of times people will say, well, I can't just say no. Well, find out a statement that you can use along with the no. Because we are not meant to be in relationship with everybody. We are not meant to be networking with everybody. Everybody is not called to be our customers, our client, or our supporters. And most certainly, everybody is not called to be our friends. So I want for you to be cognizant of your choices that you are making. And listen, the lines are open, 646-915-8166.
SuperFastLinkBuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At SuperFastLinkBuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. SuperFastLinkBuilding.com.
All right, so stop by there and support our sponsors. So if you are just joining us, we are talking about some key points in building powerful relationships that add value. You know, each and every relationship that I go into, for me, and I guess I learned this at the Power Networking conference, I look at each relationship as a dot being connected. And I look, at George Frazier has an illustration of connecting the dots. And the more dots you connect, it's the larger your web is going to be. You know, they say the size of your network determines the size of your net worth. And all of us, we are looking for successful net worth. And people are doing a lot of things. You know, a lot of things are being done by amazing people. And this is why I'm so honored to be on this broadcast twice a week. 2 weeks ago, I had the author of the book, Black Still Matters in the Market. And that's Pepper Miller. And I remember meeting her at the Power Networking Conference. She and the late Herb Kemp. And they authored. Their first book is called What's Black About It. And, you know, I met them there. And, you know, 8 years later, she wrote another book. And I had a platform that I could offer her an opportunity to be on the show and to share with my listeners. So if you look on some of the episodes of the show, you will see the book there. I encourage you to purchase a copy. And, you know, it will also help you to show you how to form these relationships, what's important about it, how to respect each other. Because a lot of us, you know, we don't have good stories about people that looks like us. And we have all kind of a reason why we don't want to be in a relationship with a black person, and why we don't want to do business with a black person, and yada, 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 yada. Yes, there are things that happen sometimes that leaves a bitter taste in our mouth. So I want us to deal with what happens, and so we can move on and prosper. If something happens that you don't like, you know, deal with it and move on in a way that you can prosper. I like when I was sharing from the things, the seven strategies from Kim Thomas, and she mentioned about adding a multicultural or multilingual part to our company and our website. And, you know, we that live in Connecticut, we are not as isolated as other part of the country, because in Danbury, in the city of Danbury, there are 49 languages that are spoken there. So it simply means if we are looking for diversity, there's plenty, plenty, plenty opportunity for us to go out there and to build. You know, a lot of times I remember when I used to work at the Housing Authority, and a lot of people in the suburbs were afraid to go to Danbury because they would say things like, oh, those people there and those people and those people, in a derogatory manner. And when they said those people, they were talking about the blacks and the Hispanic and the Latino. However, don't be scared of something you don't know. That which you do not know, seek to find out more about it. A lot of us are so afraid of something that is new and different. You know, I am so grateful for my upbringing in Jamaica. In Jamaica, you have almost every race of people there. We look different. Our hair texture is different. Our skin color is different. However, when we open our mouth, it's the same patois, which is the broken language that we speak in Jamaica, is coming out of our mouth. So when I came to America, it was not difficult for me to build relationships. I was open, receptive, and I still am. I'll go up and I'll talk to anybody, and I'll just start the dialogue rolling. Because I grew up and I saw my parents doing that. I saw my parents interacting with people of different culture and ethnicity. In Jamaica, we never used to refer to it as that. Would say Chinese and Jews and all of that. And everyone knew everybody, and everybody lived happily. And everybody understand that each person was there to add value. So when I came here, and people, you know, it was not that way in New York, but when I moved, when I relocated to Connecticut, and then people are always forewarning me who I must talk to, who I mustn't talk to, and all the reasons why you shouldn't, because this person is that and that was that. However, as I say, I am so grateful for my upbringing and my early life, because it prepared me not to isolate myself, not to be judgmental, but to embrace and to be receptive. As a matter of fact, you oftentimes hear people speak about multicultural as a melting pot. I personally don't choose to use that term, because a melting pot to me is that everything is melt down and become liquid. However, I much rather the term an arrangement, a bouquet of flowers, or a salad, a fruit salad, or a vegetable salad. You understand more. It's not that you are becoming one, but as you look on the arrangement, each flower in that arrangement enhances the beauty of the flower. So it's not that the rose is taking over from the fern, but the rose embraces the fern, and the baby breath just hug the fern and the rose together, and it just puts a shimmer and the spark of the beauty there. So, and it's the same thing with the salads, whether it's a vegetable salad or a fruit salad. None of the fruits or vegetable is taking over the salad. It blends with it and makes it more delicious. So it's the same thing with our relationships. You know your personalities. You know what you like. And that's what you're going to help the person. You probably will look at a... You probably will look at a shy person, and you probably get into a friendship, or you start to network, and you begin to take them to meetings with you, or networking meetings, or workshop, or conference, and they're sitting next to you. And before you know it, in 6 months, it's like this person has woke up. They begin to be beaming and blossoming. All because of your investment in them. All because of your investment in them. So never say never. I said, I don't want to be around that person because they're too quiet and they're too shy. It is your responsibility to help them to be. You look on it as a rose petal. And you see that rose petal, before it opens up into the right color, it has that little ball of green. Little ball of green. And then it opens up into a beautiful, beautiful rosebud. And you can say, oh my God, look on that beautiful rosebud. Caller, your last four digits are 1111. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello, caller? Caller, your first three digits are 333. Would you state your name and where you're calling from? Okay, I guess maybe the caller doesn't want to say anything. I don't know if you want to talk. Please hang up and call back because I am not hearing you. Okay, so I missed that call. I would have loved to hear them and to get their feedback and contribution to the conversation. So relationships are very, very, very important because especially we as entrepreneurs, people do business with people they love and trust. So don't expect to just meet somebody and expect them to spend $1 million with you right away. Work on building the relationship and have them start to support what you do and to invest in you. And, you know, I learned from personal experience that once you continue building the relationship, building the relationship, and they see that you're here for the long haul, this support is going to come. This support will come. I am reminding you that the number is 646-915-8166. Please call in and let me hear from you.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, so I look for your support there. And also, we appreciate your donations. If you want to support the work that we're doing here on Blog Talk Radio, we support your donations. So you can send us an inbox message, and we will let you know how to contribute to the work that we are doing here. We are so looking forward for your support. So, again, the number is 646-915-8166. So, call in if you have some insight on building powerful relationships that add value. And I don't know, we have 35 minutes remaining. And I still have not heard my guest call in. I guess she probably fell asleep over there in Spain. It's always a slight challenge when you have a guest on who is from a different time zone, especially when it's like 6 hours ahead. However, we hope she still calls in because we had set this time aside for her to call in. However, if she doesn't, it is what it is. You know, we cannot sweat the little stuff. So let me hear from you, 646-915-8166. And let's talk about some of the things that you are doing or have done to build some positive, meaningful relationships. You know, there's a woman in Jamaica that she and I went to nursing school together, Opal Jerry. We used to live on the same street. We used to leave the same time in the mornings to go to the hospital, come home together. We used to go eat lunch together, everything together. And she still resides in Jamaica. And I don't see her often. I don't write often. However, when we get together, it is as if we had never parted. And I know that when you begin a relationship in the right way and you really invest in nurturing that relationship, you really don't need to be talking to the person every day, an email and text and phone call. Yes, you can pray for the person every day. However, true friendship is not about you being in touch every day, but you know that you hold each other close in your hearts and in your spirit, and you pray for each other. And, you know, every day you get up, you say, you know, I pray for Opal, I pray for her family, her safety and her security and everything. And yet when you go, you have such quality things to talk about. Quality things, not the petty, trivial things that some people get into to talk about. You know, yesterday, a lady called. I saw a number on my caller ID, and I did not know. I know it was a New York number, and I did not hear a message, and I was curious. And I called the number, and it was someone I know, and I thought she wanted something of importance. However, when she started going down some path about some old time stuff and all of that. And I said to her, you know, I really don't have time for this. I don't want to hear it. And you got to be bold in protecting yourself and to avoid getting into all the pettiness and the negativity and all the gossip and all of that. Because people will drain your energy if you allow them to. People will. So protect yourself. Keep your blinders up. Keep your shield on. It's like your breastplate of righteousness. You keep it on so it can keep all those negativity off of you. It can bounce off of you. So don't be ashamed to say to somebody, I don't want to hear the gossip. I have no interest in the gossip. You know, this is not for me. So if somebody is going to want to be in a relationship with you because they're looking for somebody to gossip, when you let it be known that that's not who you are and you don't have time for that, they will not come to you with all the trash and all the mess that they want to get to drag you down into. Because it's like watching soap operas, you know? People who watch the soap opera, they don't get any time to do anything productive in the daytime. And I think this is the same thing with gossip, because once they start, they send their kids off to school and they're home and they're on the phone and they start gossip. And the kids come back from school and the husband come home from work and they're still in the night going all day because they are on the phone gossiping. So you got to protect yourself. You have to protect who you are. You must stand up for what you believe in. It is your right. You are entitled to only be involved in the relationships that you're adding value to, you're able to add value to, and that will add value to you. Don't go into a relationship because you feel obligated or you are manipulated to be part of it. That is not going to do you any good. It will not add value. It will not be beneficial. It is only going to cause depression and stress and anger in your life. And you do not need that. You talk about health. You talk about wealth. And, you know, your emotional well-being is the greatest part of your wealth and health. Because all the negative things that I've just mentioned are the things that brings on stress, depression, anger, migraine, everything you can think about. Those things will bring it on. So keep your eyes open. Believe in that which you stand for. Do not allow anybody to drag you into something that you do not want to be a part of. Just say yes to the things that you know that you want to be part of. I just love this song, as I say, Say Yes, and I'm going to play it for you. It's a very spiritual, deep song, so I hope you like it.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes?
Will your heart and soul say yes? Yeah.
say yes. If I told you what I really need from me, would your heart and soul say yes?
That you know is going to be beneficial both to you and to the person. If you are working on getting into a relationship and you're getting the warnings, don't force it. You know, just say yes to those things that will add value. And we have a caller on the line, and I know you can hear me. So if you want to speak, please press 1. I am going to try and open your line. So if you do not want to speak, you don't have to answer when I ask you something, okay? So I thank you for calling. Caller, your last 4 digits are 1111. Would you like to say your name and where you're calling from, please?
Well, my name is Richard, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Oh, hi, Richard. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, and I really enjoy this inspirational music, and you are such an inspiration to me yourself,
oh,
and I'm just
you.
And I'm just here sitting by the phone listening to the music. And I think it's very apropos for a Sunday, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. And what a beautiful day it is in here in Connecticut.
Yes, we had our... We had in our little town, we had our Memorial Day parade today. So,
oh, really?
We have it a week before the other towns. So.
Oh, yeah, because you all join in with Danbury on next week, right?
Yes, we do. So
yes.
We have all the local, we have all the local kids, you know, the Little League and the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, and all that. So it was very inspirational to have. The high school and middle school kids talk about their essays, read their essays.
Oh,
but,
beautiful.
I just enjoy the show, and I just wanted to call in and say what an interesting show and what an inspiration you are in my life.
Thank you. And, you know, I know because today, as a matter of fact, we were supposed to have a guest on from Spain. And she hasn't called in, and it's now 18 minutes to the hour, so I don't know that she's going to call in. However, I know that you are such an example when it comes to relationship, because you tend to have them down pat. Because
thank you.
I watch you not only in the community, but also in your church. And you have such a unique balance in all of the relationships that you have forged. And I just observe the respect that, you know, people have for you. You know, how does that make you feel when you see how you get along with everybody? It doesn't matter their age, their color, their ethnicity. It doesn't matter. How do you
Well, what I try to do in my life is to instill volunteerism in our church and you know, town activity. And I was brought up with my parents that you serve God, you serve your family, and you serve your community. And that's, I try to be a role model in my volunteerism.
You know, I like how you the order you put it in, because all of the things you just mentioned, there's so much of it that is missing in today's society. The family, I think, there's not so much of the family togetherness now. You know, I went to a home yesterday, and the lady pointed out her dining room with a beautiful table, nice furniture. And she said, oh, that's my dining room, but I don't know why we need it because nobody uses a dining room anymore. I said, no, that's not true. That's not true. And I think we had stronger families when we didn't have all those fancy dining rooms. You know?
That's true.
I remember growing up and we didn't have a dining room, but everybody used to sit together and we ate together. And we talk. And I think we need to get back to those humble beginnings.
Well, drive-in restaurants have replaced the family dining room table. I think that's my point.
Yes, yes, because everybody looking for something fast. And sometimes I hear people say how much they spend at those fast food places, and I figure if they had gone to the grocery store and buy some fresh thing and to make a meal, they would have had meals for 3 nights. Because those fast food is not cheap. And the one thing the kids aren't getting out of it is the nutrient that their body so needs. So I am so glad to know you. and to know that that which your parents instill in you, you are still living it, not only in your family, but in your town of Bethel, because I don't think there's anything that you don't do there. So some people selfish, and they're just doing it for themselves, but you are spreading it in your community. Go ahead.
Well, I do have two appointed positions in town, and I try to stress that I'm not a politician. I'm a citizen volunteer.
And that's how I bill
myself, as a citizen volunteer and not a politician. But sometimes you need politics as a tool to accomplish things, you know?
Of course, of course. And not to be blinded by party politics, but to have the savviness in knowing what is going to serve your community well. What is adding value to the children of this community? Because it's not politics as usual. People shouldn't go in there and think about that my great-granddaddy and my great-great-great-great-grandmother belong to that party. No, you supporters sit down and figure out what are your children getting from it, or your grandchildren. Maybe your kids are already grown. You know, what the schools, what are your kids getting from it?
Yes. Well, I'll let another caller come in, but you're an inspiration to me.
Well,
God bless you this week.
Thank you, and kiss your lovely wife for me.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you. Have a great evening.
Bye.
Thanks for your support. You know, it's wonderful to hear a grown man who now has his own grandkids is still operating his life on the principles that his parents taught him. And you know, as a mother, that's encouraging to hear, because a lot of times we say something to our children. And one lady had said to me during the week that when she says something to her daughter, who is a 15-year-old, she turned to her and said, "Mom, I'm not stupid." And she said, "I know you're not stupid, but it is my responsibility as your mother and as an adult to guide you so you don't step into the potholes that I had stepped into." And it's important. Even us as adults, sometimes we have friends that will guide us. As I say that, I remember last night, and I want to thank Mocha and Beth and Charlie. We went out last night and we had a fabulous time. And my neighbor Charlie, he watches all of my TV shows. And oh man, I tell you, whenever I have a bad hair day on that thing, or a bad dress day, he called me on it. And I love it because I know what not to do. You know, and we all need people like this in our lives that will call us and keep us in line. You know, so last night he was telling the girls about a taping I had not too long ago. And my hair was so bad. And he called me on it. He said, "Honey, I like what you were saying, but that hair has to go." And I tell you, did it go? It went. So I tell you, I treasure all of my relationships. And, you know, the people that I'm in a relationship with, they don't have to be on pins and needles around me. They don't have to sift what they have to say to me. Tell me, because that's what keeps me growing. And that is what helps me to always do a little better, a little better, a little better, a little better. If anybody who thinks that they arrive and they have it all together, that's not how it is. So I want to encourage you, be cautious of the relationships that you choose to be a part of. Remember, I mentioned about not being part of anything that you feel obligated to or that you are manipulated to be part of, or people are holding you hostage and blackmailing you to be there. No, no, no. No, no, no. So you just make sure you protect yourself. Protect yourself and be sure to only be involved in those things that you want to be a part of. Remember what Kim Gordon says, to communicate frequently, to offer customer rewards, hold special events, build two-way communications, enhance your customer service, launch multicultural programs or multilingual, and visit the trenches. So there's times when you got to get out from behind the desk. Get out and go out and see what is happening out there with your customers. You know, just turn up. Pay them a visit. Let them know you are in the neighborhood and you stop. Do they have time to grab a cup of tea or a glass of water with nice fresh lemon? Sit down, exchange a little conversation, laughter, or have a salad or something. But you can always find time to connect with someone. I want to ask a favor of you. If you live in the Brewster area or, you know, Westchester area and you're close to Danbury, and if you are in the Danbury, New Milford, Newtown, Brookfield, Bethel area, Bridgeport, Waterbury, Southbury, Woodbury, Middlebury, I am looking for some quality volunteers. So if you are available, you do not have to come to every taping. And the beauty with this is you get 12 hours of free training where they train you on everything that it takes to produce a TV show. And you get a beautiful certificate. And the knowledge that you are acquiring, there is nothing in comparison to that. Once you go through that training, you have that information for the rest of your life, and you can use that on your resume. You are getting free training, and if you're out there looking for a job where they're looking for a producer, you can apply for that because you have the knowledge. It's 12 hours of training. It's not done one day. It's different weeks. I think they do it 6 weeks. But as I say, you get the certificate, you get the knowledge, you get the practice. And we are looking for some quality volunteers because we are about to move into something super big. And you will want to be a part of that. So if you are listening, inbox me from the radio show and let me know you're interested in getting training for the volunteer position. So you want to start off as a volunteer because when we move into something big, you never know the opportunities that it will open for you. And also, I am looking for a producer for the radio show. You know we are on twice a week. We are on Sunday night, 7 to 8:30. And we are on Wednesday mornings, 10 to 12 noon. On Wednesdays, we deal with the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. And for the Sunday night show, we deal with any empowering life stories, overcoming adversities, building relationships, anything that has to do with enhancing your life. That's what we do here on the show. And I'm looking for a great producer and maybe an assistant producer. So if you are interested in the work that I do, listen to some of the shows before you call to commit, because you heard me share about when the woman said that we was too her husband said that we were too spiritual. And I can't apologize for the work that God has me doing. So I hope you will see it as a worthy cause to help me with. So I look forward to receiving your many emails, so that if we can get enough volunteers, you probably only have to work 1 week out of the month. You get to direct, you get to be on cameras, you get to do lights, you get to meet all my phenomenal, phenomenal guests. So again, I thank you. I want to thank Richard for calling in, for all of you who are listening live. And if you're in the chat room, I thank you for your support. And remember to be cautious as to the relationships that you invest in. So long, and I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday morning.
Trial that came with the strength. that came with this place. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. Then I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.